It's Friday, June 25th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. The Nevada Air National Guard is activating its air tankers more than a month sooner than last fire season. That's to help fight wildfires that have already burned more than 780 square miles across 11 western states. The National Interagency Fire Center requested one C-130 aircraft and air crew from the 152nd Airlift Wing in Reno. The wing's commander says the activation highlights the military's role assisting in firefighting efforts, especially with big fires coming earlier than usual across the West. The C-130 cargo compartments can drop up to 3,000 gallons of water or fire retardant in 6 seconds. A federal judge has temporarily blocked part of the federal stimulus package that would provide debt relief to non-white farmers. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
The USDA is now barred from issuing that debt relief until 5 lawsuits from white farmers are resolved. Those farmers argue the $4 billion program unfairly discriminates based on race, and the judge agreed. The program was created to address decades of racial discrimination by the USDA and banks. Damian Thompson is with Frontline Farmers, a nonprofit that advocates for farmers of color in Colorado.
Here in the Mountain West, it's an issue of access to land and access to capital.
Thompson says those barriers were exposed and made worse by the pandemic, and that the relief program would help level the playing field.
The current system is still further disadvantaging Black farmers, disadvantaging Indigenous farmers.
The USDA had planned to start issuing relief this month. The Biden administration now has the opportunity to challenge the decision in a federal appeals court. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
Nevada health officials are reporting the highest single-day increase in coronavirus cases and deaths in 6 weeks. New data from the state show 448 new cases of COVID-19 were reported Thursday. That's the largest daily jump since mid-May. 10 deaths were also reported Thursday, the most since late April. The state's two-week test positivity rate is now 4.3%. Nevada's unemployment rate continues to show signs of recovery. According to the newest data from the Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation, the state's jobless rate fell to 7.9% in May. That's still significantly higher than the national average of 5%, but much of that is driven by Clark County's reliance on the hospitality industry. In northern Nevada's more populated counties, unemployment numbers are more in line with the country's average. Rural counties report jobless rates below 4%. Nevada workplaces can begin cleaning most surfaces with soap and detergent rather than disinfectants that kill the coronavirus. The State Occupational Safety and Health Administration said on Thursday that workplaces where no people are suspected to have COVID-19 can relax their procedures. They also announced they plan to align different workplace requirements for healthcare facilities with the federal guidelines that require prevention plans that address vaccines and testing. The updated guidelines come as infection rates remain low but hit a slight uptick. More than half of Nevada's population ages 12 and older have been vaccinated. The Elko County School Board is requesting a promise from Governor Steve Sisolak that there won't be a student mask mandate before next school year. They also want a guarantee the state will not require students to get COVID-19 vaccinations in order to go back to school. First reported by the Elko Daily Free Press, the requests were outlined in a letter sent to Sisolak this week. Trustees say they've received complaints from parents, students, and the community regarding differing mask policies for students of different ages who attend the same school. They say they've also heard concerns about vaccination clinics held on or near school property. Earlier this month, the state turned most COVID-19 mitigation efforts over to local officials and health districts. Even the chips have chips at the newest casino resort on the Las Vegas Strip. Everything can be cashless and wireless at Resorts World Las Vegas, the newest Las Vegas property to open in a decade. Casino Operations Chief Rick Hutchins says players will be using chips implanted with sensors at tables hardwired for cashless transactions. Resorts World cost $4.3 billion. Those are your morning news headlines for Friday, June 25th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.